Big Daddy Sitch is in the building. That's right, guys. Mike Situation and my beautiful wife, Lauren's here with another episode of Here's the Sitch.
Yes, guys. Today is episode 22. We are rolling with the punches here during quarantine. We launched this podcast.
During quarantine?
Yeah.
So we've done 22 episodes of Here's the Sitch in quarantines?
Yes, today is 22.
Time does fly. and we just came back from our morning workout, which I feel great.
I'm exhausted.
You're exhausted.
It was excellent. Working out in the heat is hard. So props to all of you that are doing it. I know so many of our Here's the Sitch listeners are working out outside and it's hot as hell.
Listen, guys, gyms are closed right now.
You gotta do what you gotta do.
You have to lead life with fitness. You gotta get the body moving. And you'll be able to sort of operate on a smoother vibration. I don't want to get all technical on you guys, but a smoother vibration if you work out, take care of yourself and your body, and obviously diet as well.
Yeah, it's definitely worth the pain working out, I feel.
Well, guys, COVID is still here, and we are here with you guys as well to roll with the punches, to continue to be our best self, and obviously we will continue to live our best life.
So where are you at today? You were just about to tell me something right before we hit the record button.
I was going to tell my wife. She said, what do you want to talk about today? And it's something that we haven't talked about in the 22 episodes or the 21 episodes that we've done already. And it's taking some much needed rest. It's called a rest day. Okay?
Interesting.
Yeah. And what do you think about that, honey?
I think it is a hidden treasure and a gem that people don't realize is super necessary when you have goals in the gym for your body, for your mind, for your fitness to be on track and excelling. What sometimes may happen when you're working out really hard or dieting really hard is you're so focused and you're so hyper-driven that you're just going hard all the time. You're counting macros, calories, carbs. You're working out. You're exhausted. Sometimes you're doing two-a-days. And you might overlook one of the key points that you need to build.
Which is a rest day.
The mind and body that you want.
Yes. A lot of people, I'm sure, including obviously our subscribers and our listeners, that a rest day is what's the word? It's very important.
It's detriment to your recovery.
If you don't take a rest day, whether from work life, from working out, maybe even dieting, that's why we have a little bit of a cheat day there, you're going to burn yourself out.
Fact.
You know, you're going to do more damage than good if you don't take that rest day. Most of the time on my schedule, I do 6 days of working out and I take 1 day off and 1 cheat day. But also, keep in mind that I sometimes do 5 days of working out.
It fluctuates. It's a moving target based on how you feel.
Exactly. So important about what you just said is listening to your body. And I talk to my friends and family, and they're like, "Oh, are you taking a rest day or are you not taking a rest day?" I at least take one rest day, and sometimes two. So let's just say I'm always working out 5 to 6 days.
Yeah, and I just have to give an example because sometimes your experience, or more oftentimes your experience, is just such a great tool to use to drive a point home. So for me, I was recently doing the photo shoot for my sunglass collection right before that came out. And I was really driven and focused on my diet. I was working out extremely hard. And I didn't rest.
Yeah.
And my only rest day was the day of the shoot.
Oh my God. Guess what?
I ate a bowl of pappardelle pasta with crab sauce when I got home from the shoot. And the next morning, because that was my physical rest day, even though I did the shoot, I didn't work out. The next morning I woke up and I'm like, I texted our manager and I'm like, this is the best I've ever looked.
Yeah.
Because I let my body recover.
Very true. But also tell the subscribers and listeners that you pretty much had almost like a mental breakdown the day or two before.
It wasn't maybe 5 days before the shoot. And I was, like I said, I didn't give myself a rest day.
Uh-huh.
I did not give myself a cheat day. I didn't deserve it. I didn't earn it yet. I had a goal in mind and I wasn't where I wanted to be. So I had to like tighten the belt literally. Yep. And my husband decided he was going to have
having my cheat day.
Italian feast.
I was having my cheat day, guys. I have a cheat day usually every single week. Obviously, things could change. I'm obviously getting ready for the next season of Jersey Shore, and I'm probably... Oh, my goodness. I don't know if I can say that. Anyway, I'm probably going to diet for, you know, three or four weeks straight without a cheat day.
Right.
But anyway.
But the point of the story...
Point of the story is that
he was cheating, I was not.
Yes.
I'm his wife. I set the table and make the plate for him, whether it's ordered in or not.
She couldn't handle it, guys.
I was making him a bowl of pasta, and I started crying.
Yes. Oh, my God.
Because I wanted to eat the pasta so bad. And this guy... was not willing to like heat up his own friggin' delivery food. I didn't cook it, so it wasn't that much torture, but it was from one of my favorite delivery places.
Yes.
It was one of my favorite pastas.
Yep.
And I'm like pouring it into a plate, presenting it to
him. She couldn't hack it, guys.
And I started crying and I said, that's it, I gotta go to bed.
That being said, and we spoke about this before, it's always good to be mindful of the word balance. We're also talking about a rest day today. But it also has to do with balance. Am I right?
Yeah.
Because too much of a good thing could be a bad thing. So if you work out too much, if you work too much and don't have a rest day, you're going to burn yourself out. There's times, guys, where I take a full day and it's like a movie day, like on a Saturday or Sunday. And I just watch movies the whole day. You know, I try not to look at my phone. That's another big thing.
Yeah, you can do a lot better at that.
We all can, but I think it's very important to put that phone down, put the social media down, maybe try out by doing it like one day at a time. I want to do it more. TikTok is really messing me up.
I talked about it last week on Here's the Sitch.
The rabbit hole of TikTok.
I'm having nightmares
about TikTok now, because everything on TikTok is insane. I don't even want to mention this on our podcast.
Well, it's not everything on TikTok. It's what you're watching. So TikTok, the algorithm, like whatever you're watching on your page, they bring more of.
My friends said the same thing.
You all started watching conspiracy things.
My whole TikTok for your page, it's called, if you don't have TikTok.
It's like the explore page.
It's so much of like conspiracy theories and
really messed
and
up
like
things.
Really messed up things and pedophiles and politicians and you know, corona stuff and rioting. It's just very sort of depressing. It's very dark. I don't even want to go on TikTok anymore. I obviously want to grow my page, which I'm about 600K in right now, and I wanted to get to a million this year. That was my goal, but I don't even want to scroll through TikTok. It's just a different animal.
It's the dark web, guys.
It sure is. So that being said, I think this whole conversation and this whole podcast is about balance. It's about getting some rest. It's about listening to your body and also trying to distance yourself from sort of media, social media, your phone. A lot of times you get disconnected from nature, what's really important in life.
Oh, for sure. Like, disconnected from nature, disconnected from the people around you. Like, Mike and I, it's just us in our house right now and our golden retriever. But, you know, I feel like anybody can improve on being on the phone less. But once you have children and, like, you have your kids in front of you, like, I really hope I'm a lot better with the phone then, because you're just kind of missing, you're not present. You're not mindful. People are sitting at the dinner table, they're on the phone the whole time. It's like...
Yeah. Well, I want to get to that.
Where does normal, like being in 2020 and living in this tech culture stop and like the mindfulness of being with your family and people begin? Like, how do you find that balance?
I'm another reason why we go to the park a lot. We go into wilderness.
Yeah, to get into nature.
There is no service there anyway, guys. No. I'll tell you that. And we feel great. For the 2 hours that me and my wife are there, we work out hard. She does her workout. I do my workout. We walk the trails together. You get a sense of happiness just walking through the trails. Am I right?
Yeah. Whether you're working from home or working on your fitness, you want what you're listening to be what you are listening to, not what your husband or wife or children are listening to. And that comes to mind, especially when my husband and I are working out. We love to work out together, but we definitely do not listen to the same music. I love my Taylor Swift and he loves his hard rock when we are working out, and it's just not for me. So that being said, everybody needs a great pair of their individual wireless earbuds. But before you go dropping hundreds of dollars on a pair, you need to check out the wireless earbuds from Raycon. My husband Mike has been using them for all his workouts outdoor in the park, and he absolutely loves them. You may already know that Raycon earbuds start at about half the price of any other premium wireless earbuds on the market, and that they sound just as amazing as other top audio brands you know. But now their newest model, the Everyday E25 earbuds, these are the ones, the best ones yet, and these are the ones Mike loves to use when he's working out. They have 6 hours of playtime, seamless Bluetooth pairing, more bass, and more compact design that gives you a nice noise isolating fit. Raycon's wireless earbuds are so comfortable, they are perfect for your conference calls or binging podcasts like Here's the Sitch, of course. Now's the time to get the latest and greatest from Raycon. You can get 15% off your order at buyraycon.com/situation. That's buyraycon.com/situation for 15% off your Raycon wireless earbuds. buyraycon.com/situation. You want to make sure you are getting the Everyday E25 earbuds. Those are the one my hubby and I can co-sign. They are awesome.
A lot of us get disconnected from today's culture and what's happening in our world today. Mm-hmm. And I don't want to blow everyone's mind right now.
Oh God, where are you going?
I'm going to hit you guys real hard right now. But social media and our phones, what was designed to bring us closer, has actually done the opposite.
Well, it wasn't designed to bring us closer.
The social, who knows? Maybe it was
social media.
If I go conspiracy theory on it, it was designed to push us away from each other. But what we got was that it was designed.
Communication.
It was designed to bring us closer together. People from
access.
Different countries. We have access to each other now, and news is spread within seconds now. I feel that it's a double-edged sword and has done harm.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah.
This is very deep. I don't know where we're going.
We have gone down the rabbit hole, guys.
We were planning on talking about rest days and recovery.
But we're talking about balance. I'm talking about getting back to the basics, which we always talk about, and just getting back to nature, getting back to human contact, getting back to, you know, loving your family and your neighbor and helping the community. Those simple things will really get you back on track.
Mm-hmm. You need to reconnect with your circadian rhythm.
Oh my God. I am very spiritual, and I'm going to ask you, do you even know what circadian rhythm is?
Yes, your circadian rhythm is like...
Are you going to tell me to take off my socks?
Yes.
And you're going to tell me to have my feet hit the ground?
Have you heard of that before that? Because I don't know if you
have. No, I didn't.
It's called grounding.
I think I have heard of it before.
When you're in yoga.
I have heard of it before, but my wife is... a big fan of the new Zac Efron documentary, is it? Documentary?
Yeah,
what's
Down
the name
to
of
Earth.
It? Down to Earth. And I'll be honest with you, I am sort of a critic of anyone trying to do any type of shows like that, because I want to see if an actor is good at doing, so it's almost like reality style, you know what I mean? And he's pretty good. He's good. So, and I'd be the first one to tell you he sucks. but no, he's pretty good. It's an entertaining show. It's very informative.
I love the show.
And me and my wife, we're so into...
improving ourselves
and everything holistic.
Yes. So we still have a few more episodes to finish on it, but the Costa Rica episode was really excellent. It's on Netflix, called Down to Earth, so you guys can all check it out, because we know you love to follow along with our healthy lifestyle and all the positive changes we try to implement. But it was really interesting, because I've heard of this before in yoga, especially when you're doing it outdoors, like an outdoor class, which I'm sure a lot of you are doing now. But it's called grounding, and it's when you take off your... You have nothing between your bare soul and the earth. And when I say the earth, I mean the actual grounds, like not the tile on your patio or your porch or... the poured concrete or whatever in your front yard or backyard. I'm talking on the grass, with the bugs, with nature.
No, I grounded. I get you, because
and
I've I don't want to cut you off, but I've read that when you're lifting weights, that you should be
without shoes. Yeah, a lot of people do say to be without shoes as well when you're lifting weight, because it's a little bit better for your
connection. You get more of a connection, a bit more of a connection.
Yeah, but that's if you're in the right environment. Mm-hmm. Some environments don't work with that. But so on this episode, mm-hmm. on Down to Earth, they were traveling a different time zone, and his co-host on the show wanted to get some grounding in, because when you travel from one time zone to the other, mm-hmm. it's reconnects your circadian rhythm, mm-hmm. supposedly. If you take your shoes and socks off and put your feet right onto the ground where you are, because you're kind of like connecting and like immersing yourself with nature and the environment that you're in. Mm-hmm. And if you're really like a person that lives off energy, which my husband and I are, like, you do feel different mm-hmm. when you put your bare foot on the bare earth mm-hmm. and ground yourself in that environment.
Yeah.
Like everything is a vibration. So you're mm-hmm. definitely connecting better with the area that you're in, for sure.
I also did like the episode, I don't know if it was a different episode, about the different types of water and the water to stay away from.
I loved the water. They mm-hmm. had a water sommelier, mm-hmm. guys. Okay? That's right up our alley, because obviously Mike doesn't drink and I drink like once in a blue moon. So a sommelier is usually like a wine enthusiast that's very educated and can teach you all different wines and notes and regions and this mm-hmm. and that. They had a water sommelier.
I actually loved the water, and it was very interesting. And it's really good to get that information. These little tidbits of, I call them gems. You know, we always pick them up and we use them and we apply them in real life. So when you guys are like listening to our podcast and sort of listening on how we live our life, and a lot of our callers are taking our example.
All of our callers are mm-hmm. always looking for ways to improve themselves yep. and better themselves, their own relationship, their spouse relationship, their relationship with their kids. You guys are always trying to do your best, and so are we. So that's why we always like to share when we find a show that's like educational and mm-hmm. helps us learn something yeah. new that we implemented that we liked. I love to share that.
The happiest people are always ones that are trying to improve themselves.
Oh, for sure. And your focus is the right direction.
And the unhappiest people are always the ones talking about those that are improving themselves. Yeah.
You got to surround yourself with people that talk about ideas and not people.
Exactly.
Your life will change with that little bit of advice. I promise you.
Well, honey, get that number ready for the callers and subscribers to call in, because I want to know, are you guys, exhibiting balance in your life? Is there a rest day? Is there a scheduled rest day? Or are you listening to me right now and you've been on your couch all 7 days of the week? Listen, we want to hear how other people in quarantine are living their life.
So the Here's the Sitch hotline is 732-898-0414. And you can there share your experience during quarantine. Send us any comments, questions, concerns, topics you want to hear more about on Here's the Sitch.
Yeah.
That is your hotline directly to my husband and I. It's 732-898-0414.
And we will feature you guys on the next episode of Here's the Sitch. If you got something I don't want to say informative to say, but we'd like to hear different perspectives. So let us know how you're living your life, and we're going to try to feature you.
Yeah, let me know if you have tried grounding out. I don't think Mike has done it yet. I did it in our backyard the other day. I like it. It kind of brings you back to like when you're a child and you have that like childlike energy. You're running around in your backyard barefoot.
Yeah, well,
it's very getting back to your roots.
I agree with that. I also want to hear some of the listeners and subscribers. Do they take time to listen to their self, listen to their body, and have a day of rest? You know, get back to your peace. Get back to your center. A lot of people will just go into the car, it breaks down, and they wonder, whoa, you know, what happened here?
You missed all the warning signs.
Yeah.
All the lights were coming on.
All the lights in the car were coming on.
All the lights were flashing.
Yeah. You got to take a rest. You know what I mean? You got to get back to the basics of good food and exercise and rest and proper sleep, or else the car is going to break down, guys.
And I think distinguishing the difference between a rest day and actual rest as sleep is a good point, because sleep is a huge part of growth in the gym.
Yeah.
And just getting your physicality and your mental health and all of that on track. So a lot of people, when they are hitting a roadblock and they're like, I'm dieting, I'm working out really hard, I'm doing these things, why am I not seeing results? And a lot of the times it's because, are you sleeping?
Are you getting 6 to 8 hours of sleep?
Are you getting 6 to 8, but are you getting quality sleep? Mm-hmm. Or are you having a substance that helps you go to sleep? Because that's not real sleep.
Yes, that is not real sleep. If you are taking a substance to go to sleep, you're just messing up, you know, I would think
your natural rest or your recovery.
You'll notice that when you go to sleep naturally on no substances, you get real rest and you wake up, refreshed and ready to attack life.
And I'm telling you, if you are looking for something to help you chill out, we have been recently looking into adaptogens and all that kind of stuff.
Oh my God, all natural. Oh my God,
we're
taking the ashwagandhas right now?
Yeah, so I tried something with ashwagandha, and it was a mix with magnesium and just like vitamin supplements and like natural herbs to make you feel better and relaxed.
People probably don't know what ashwagandha is right now, probably.
Yeah, well, I don't know enough about it right now to define it for you either.
Do you want to Google it?
So it's a natural herb.
Do you want to Google it
real quick? I'll Google it real quick, and I will tell you that ashwagandha literally means, like, which I learned yesterday, which is really cool. The word itself translates to like horse strength or something.
Oh, goodness.
And it's because of how the peace and the strength that horses have in like nature, the Indian tribes or whichever tribes created and found ashwagandha, they called it that.
Well, I think
because of the strength and peace in them.
I think our subscribers and the listeners, they listen to us and some of the gems that we share.
Okay.
And this is one of the supplements that we just started taking this past week. So you can, do you have it up on Google?
I have the definition of
what it is.
A, it's a small evergreen shrub. It grows in India, the Middle East, and parts of Africa. The root and berry are used to make medicine. Ashwagandha is commonly used for stress.
Mm.
It is also used as an adaptogen for many other conditions. But then it goes into, you know, scientific evidence. There isn't much scientific evidence, and there usually isn't, guys. If you've started to embrace your path of like vitamin supplementation, those aren't really regulated by the FDA.
No, it's not.
So you do have to understand that even a vitamin is also a natural way of healing yourself, right? So you don't want to just take every vitamin. You should really educate yourself and talk to a holistic doctor so that you know what effects certain vitamins and certain adaptogens will have on you.
Yeah, we've went to doctors before and we get our blood checked and they don't give us any prescriptions. They give us a list of vitamins to take.
Yeah, based on like what you're deficient in, what you might have too much of. Also, you know, listening to your body and how you're feeling. And I have to tell you, like, I literally had amazing results by just adding like a certain vitamin to the supplement that I needed.
Yeah.
And ashwagandha helps with your endocrine system, your whole hormone system.
The adrenals, which run
all of your hormones, but your adrenals specifically, it helps that out a lot. It's, you know, you guys can look into the safety and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah, the reason
why
we...
not safe for pregnancy or breastfeeding women, just to say, but it is something that I found and
we just started taking it. Yeah, we love it.
I love it. And I'm all about sharing the wealth and sharing the positive vibes and all that good stuff. So I want to share that with you. So a few weeks ago, I shared with you guys that I officially became a Thrive Market member. They've been delivering organic and sustainable fish and meats to our door, and we have been absolutely thrilled because, of course, it's grilling season, so we have been cooking our healthy meats and fish on the grill all summer long. As a proud Thrive Market member, I get the products I love, and my paid membership provides a free one for someone in need. That could be a low-income family, a teacher, a veteran, or a first responder. Thrive Market tailors to over 70 different diets and values. They include things like paleo, keto, or plant-based. They deliver the highest quality organic and sustainable essentials from groceries, healthy snacks, meat and seafood, like I said, I love, clean wines, non-toxic cleaning, and bath and body. As a member, I'm saving 25 to 50% off traditional retail prices, and their carbon neutral shipping is free on all orders over $49. Also, the savings that I get on my favorite clean and organic products are amazing, but I also feel incredible about helping to support communities in need. In addition to membership matching, Thrive Market has already raised over $750,000 to date through their COVID-19 relief fund. That is incredible, and I will always support a brand that is doing such amazing things for our world and community. Go to thrivemarket.com/situation and you can join today to get your free gift of choosing. You can get up to $22 in value. That's thrivemarket.com/situation to start your risk-free membership and get a absolutely free gift today. Guys, free things don't last long, so make sure you head over to thrivemarket.com/situation.
Moral of this podcast, guys, was to, are you guys getting enough rest?
Are you getting that R&R you need? You need that rest and recovery. It is a huge part of molding and shaping your body, your fitness, your health, everything.
I mean, do you think there are people out there that just don't get enough rest?
When I start to see results in the gym, okay, which is usually, if I'm haven't been taking care of myself, it's probably about 3 to 6 weeks of hard work, I start to see things really changing.
Okay.
Then I start going even harder because I'm like, wow, it's working.
I agree.
Let me keep going. Same. Let me push a little harder. Okay. All right. I gain some strength. I have some stamina. Let's kick it up. And I'm that type of personality where I'll just keep going. It took me a long time to really accept that you need a rest day.
Yeah.
Because I like to work out also for clarity in my brain. So the days that I don't work out, I'm like, oh, I would love to like go for a run and clear my mind. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. No, this, I mean, listen, that happens with the gym, but it also happens with work. We have a family member that just works, you know, 24/7 and he wasn't taking a rest and he eventually got, you know, pneumonia. From just not resting. I mean, there
you
need
to do too much of anything.
Yeah,
guys.
You need to exhibit balance in life. And I believe that is the key right there, guys. Honey, I think we should go to the phoners right now and start to open up the switchboard, guys.
We do have a lot of callers today. Let's see.
Let's go.
This is Abraham. I am calling because, first of all, I do want to say thank you for all that positivity that you guys are giving. You guys are definitely leaving a footprint on this world, especially in this tough time. My question is regarding meditation. I know meditation, you know, and yoga, you know, about relaxing, stretching, you know, relaxing your mind. So my question is, as a Christian Catholic, what is your thoughts on doing meditation? Because I know I have family members that think that, you know, they're Catholics and they think that meditation is a sin. Personally, my sister, she does yoga. So I was just doing more like the stretching part, not really meditating itself. So I just want to know like what you guys think on that input. Thanks for everything that you guys do. Appreciate it. Bye.
Wow. That is the first time that I ever heard that. What was his name, honey?
Abraham.
Abraham says that, or not says, but I guess he's heard that meditation could be a sin. And he said he was Catholic.
I think that's just a little bit of lack of information.
That's impossible. I had never heard that before.
Well, that's why I said I think it's a little bit of lack of information because we're talking about, you know, fitness and meditation and just clearing your mind and reconnecting and recentering yourself. We're not talking about anyone's spirituality here. You know what I'm saying? Like whatever your higher power is, whoever you are praying to is proper and respective to your personal belief.
I'll be honest, but I think he's getting into some TikTok shit right now. I think he got into some TikTok shit because I'm telling you, they're saying that if you can meditate, that you might be able to travel to another dimensions,
Listen,
maybe he's connecting
through your third eye. It's like a whole thing, guys. You should really look into it. But I think I don't think it goes hand in hand. I don't think it interacts with religion.
Yeah, I never heard of that.
But that's my personal opinion. So also yoga, like to me, doesn't really correspond with a certain religion or not to me. super hard.
The equivalency of meditation to me is like exercise. You know, you're doing something
exactly. You're exercising your brain.
Yeah, you're doing something muscle. To better yourself and to relieve stress and to
connect deeper.
And you connect deeper with yourself and your environment and such.
Hi, Mike and Lauren. I'm just calling in. You wanted people to call in about obstacles that they were facing. It's not really an obstacle. I haven't been able to get my hair or my nails done, and that might seem, you know, pretty small to some people, but I just can't wait to be able to do that. Here in Connecticut, salons aren't open yet until next week, so I haven't been able to really just relax with a spa day, so I'm looking forward to that, but I wouldn't really consider that an obstacle. Love you guys. Love your podcast. And this is Allie.
Well, Allie seems to, she has a situation on her hands. The spas are not open in her area, which is Connecticut, and she's a little upset.
I know. Well, I think the spas are open now, but I think everybody should just remain positive and do your best. If you're stuck at home still,
listen, guys,
buy some essential oils.
First of all, you're not stuck at home. You are safe at home.
Right, but you might need a pedicure. So maybe get on Amazon, buy some essential oils. Yeah. Give yourself a nice soak, you know, a nice lavender Epsom salt bat foot soak.
A DIY.
I do that all the time. I'm actually due for a pedicure, and I'm going to do it myself today because it's weird that because the salons are open by me, but I've gotten so used to having to do it at home that now it's just like, oh, I have to get to that soon, which is weird.
I mean, at the end of the day, the old adage, if you want something done right, you got to do it yourself, guys.
I hate to say it, but it's true.
This is Paulo from Canada, actually. Ontario, a little town of Rockwood. The obstacles that I seem to be encountering a lot is I have two young kids, one 15 and one who is 10, my little girl. And it's been very difficult trying to keep them occupied. They've been doing well otherwise with that, but with school and being not with their friends or have any interaction has been very difficult. And it just breaks my heart knowing that this is the situation right now, no pun intended. But it's something that is bothering me and my wife, and we just hope that in the near future we could get ourselves back to normal. So basically my kids could get back to some normal routine. Other than that, you know, unfortunately I work for the city, which keeps me busy for myself. I work every day. But it just breaks my heart driving around and seeing these kids locked up and not be able to do so much. So that's our situation again out here in Canada. I love the show. Love watching you guys on TV too. Stay healthy and stay safe. Ciao.
I think it's a good point because we don't have kids, so we don't really know exactly the extent of how all of this is affecting that age
group. Very true.
And like their schooling. But I have nephews, and we obviously have plenty of friends that have children, and it's such a crazy time because you usually go to like, you know, your mom's advice or your close friend's advice, like people who have had children before you on how they've dealt with certain troubling times. And right now there is no friend or mother or figure that has experienced something like this. Yeah. No one knows like what to do and what's the right thing or wrong thing to do.
These are unprecedented times.
Exactly.
For sure.
They're unprecedented times. And I think right now, like I keep seeing in the local news, I'm not even looking at it nationally because that's too much to take in. Mm-hmm. But like I saw yesterday, the town we live in canceled fall sports because football training and cheerleading would have began basically next week in August, and they canceled it for the year. And then I saw Monmouth University, which is a local college in our county, canceled fall sports.
Yeah.
So it's, you know, when you have kids that like rely on structure to keep them focused and on path, it's like, what do you do with all that time?
I don't know. I believe, and we don't have children yet, but I feel that adversity builds character, and I feel that you have to adapt and you have to overcome. And that's just anything in life, including this particular situation. So I feel that you have to either think of different other options, you know, different activities for the kids. Create a schedule for them.
I have to say, we were getting my nephew Nick.
Homeschool.
Yeah, a lot of people are doing homeschooling and not sending the kids back in the fall.
I saw articles because of, you know, going back into school in fall, they're afraid of vaccines and other things that could happen in the next couple months that some of them are homeschooling. And I don't blame them. I would probably do the same thing and feel out the current situation one day at a time.
But it's interesting that you said to just find new activities and different things they can do.
Yeah.
I think the positive of all of this is that, you know, my nephew has spent so much time on his bike that he needed a new bike. And there's like a bicycle, like not a motorcycle, like a bicycle shortage in our country because everybody's been quarantined all year.
That's a good thing.
I know, but that's what I'm saying. It was like much needed for that to happen.
When we were younger,
the kids to be outside.
When we were younger, okay, all I did was play outside.
Same.
Okay, all I did was play manhunt,
yeah.
Play tag, play football, and that's one of the reasons why I excelled in going into sports and how I was, you know, got into good shape and then I eventually got into bodybuilding. But a lot of these kids are just on their phones these days.
Yeah,
I think,
and video games.
Yeah, I think that being outside is a plus. You know,
for sure.
Take your kid to the park.
But I also feel for like the teenagers or like the young adults that. Probably like the many of them in this country and elsewhere that have athletic scholarships.
Yeah.
Like, what do you do when you're on such a limited timeline where you only have 4 or maybe 5 years, depending on your school?
I know what you're saying. I think you have to continue to work on yourself, no matter what. If you're put on hold for the year,
you better be training.
You better be training. You better be becoming better, not bitter.
Yep.
So that when your chance comes up, you are ready to say the comeback was greater than the setback.
Facts. Your next at bat, you should knock it out of the park. No matter how long it takes you to get there, because everybody's in the same boat right now. This isn't a challenge to just you. This isn't a poor me victim mentality. This isn't, you're not the only one happening with COVID. So you should be working your butt off, I agree, to be ready for the next shot.
Exactly. If you have a couple months or maybe this year to not necessarily take a break, but because you're on hold, I would be, you know, doing my sprints, doing my workouts, being on top of my diet so that when things do open up, you didn't lose any time at all.
Yep. That's good advice.
Yep.
Hi, Mike and Lauren. I just wanted to tell you that I still shower every day, mostly for self-esteem, and I just sleep hot. So that's why I still shower every day, even though I don't see a soul. And also, I just like to smell fresh. It's just good. And also, I am one of the people that do drive around with the mask on by myself. But if I just have a kerchief wrapped around my head or the one I can loop behind my ears, I can take it off easily. But I have this other one that has to be looped and then Velcroed at the back. And then I do my hair and then I put a hat on and it's just too hard to take off. I don't get the gloves by yourself because, like, you're just contaminating your whole car. Why not just throw them in a bag? That's the thing I don't get. But I am one of the people that showers every day, even though I've worked for myself even before the pandemic. It's just a habit, and I also wear a mask in the car by myself.
Okay. Well, what was her name, hon?
There was no name, but she's from Oregon.
She is no name from Oregon. Well, it's pretty wild in Oregon right now, right?
Well, she's still showering daily, so I'm happy for that one.
I think in the country right now, Oregon is really just, you know, it's really wild out there.
Washington? Seattle, Washington. Portland?
There's so much happening right now
that I can't even keep track.
2020 has been like a sci-fi movie.
It really has been. It really has lived up to its number. Remember, you know those? Wasn't there a 2020 end of the world movie?
They said the Mayan calendar was 2012, but they said they got it wrong. It was actually 2020.
But what was that Brad Pitt one?
World War Z.
I thought that was called 2020 something.
Yeah. Well, right there, you guys have it. She was a one shower a day gal, and she did like to drive around in the car with the mask on. That made her feel more comfortable. And to each his own. We just want to hear, you know, how you guys are living during quarantine and the year that we call 2020.
Yeah, so I'm gonna share the Here's the Sitch hotline with you guys one more time because we want to hear from you all. The phone number is 732-898-0414, and you can leave all of your messages there. Just to add on to the rest part that we went over, I think that you really need to listen to your body. You know what I mean? Like, if you are having a little bit of a warning signs, think about, like, you know, when you have a vehicle or a car that you're taking care of, when that gas light comes on, you're not going to just keep driving for another 3 days and then run out of gas and be like, oh shit, I'm stuck in the middle of nowhere on a rainy day and can't get anywhere because I ran out of gas. No, when that sign comes on, you're going to stop. You're going to go get gas. You're going to take care of the vehicle. You might go inside, get yourself a bottle of water. You might clean the windshield of the car. You might put air in your tires, but you make sure that vehicle is up to the journey that
it's going to have. And this applies to just life in general. It applies to school. It applies to work. It applies to fitness. If you're not exhibiting balance and having some sort of rest day, you guys are going to burn out.
Yeah, you need to listen to those warning signs and treat your body like the incredible, amazing, one-of-a-kind machine that it is.
Oh, yeah.
Because once you take care of that, there are endless abilities of where you can go within your fitness and just mental clarity and happiness.
Well, all I got to say is I think today the lawn guy is coming. I did text him early in the morning. It's one of the best days of the week is when the lawn gets cut. And that is hashtag adulting right there, guys. It's one of my favorite days of the week.
I know. You really live for it.
Thank you so much to listening to another episode of Here's the Sitch with Mike and Lawrence. Honey, I don't think we're going to end this particular session without our standard awesome quote. And I said it on TV this past week. Do you remember what I said? If you cannot do great things, do small things in a great way.
It's a great one.
It is a great one. Don't forget to make your bed, guys. We will see you guys next week.
On Here's the Sitch. Stay safe and stay healthy. We love you guys.
We out.